You are a woman. You are an entrepreneur. You are a mom. You are an executive. You are a student. You are anything you want to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host, Kathleen Cowley.
Hello and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast. I am Babette Cobble, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and owner of Coach Babette, your source for coaching, consulting, and counseling. Thank you for tuning in to our Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast today. This show is designed to educate you, the listener, on various topics that matter to women on both a personal and professional level. We are going to enjoy the next 30 minutes together discussing the entrepreneurial mindset. Joining me on today's broadcast is my guest, James Pagano. James is the owner of the Growth Coach of Charlotte. He's a strategic business coach and sales coach, and I am happy to be able to introduce you to him and to spend some time today learning a bit about his practice. I'm sure we're going to also get some relevant topics and ideas that we may all be able to practice and apply to our businesses. Welcome, James. It's great to have you join me on the Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast today.
Thank you, Babette. I'm happy to be here, and thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. James, perhaps we can start with a simple question that may help our listeners. I mentioned in your introduction that you are a strategic business coach. What do you mean by strategic, and why is that important to a business owner?
Great question, Babette. Let me answer that question actually with a couple of questions for you and your audience. How's that for a coach's response for you?
There you go. Sounds good.
seriously, though, how often do you feel overworked and overwhelmed in your business? You know, how often do you look back on your day, on your week, or on your month and ask yourself, what did I really get done?
Okay, James, I'm guilty. I would think many of us could absolutely relate to what you just asked.
There you go. Absolutely. Babette, by strategic, I actually mean a few things, but leading those definitions would be our discipline of thinking from a high-level perspective, you know, from that 30,000-foot view, instead of our tendency to be seeing things from that 3-foot view. As business owners, we need to elevate our perspective, and we need to pull back from those reactionary tendencies that we tend to have, and we need to create a clearer line of sight so that our actions toward our business are more deliberate and more purposeful toward our specific goals. So I guess the answer to your question about being strategic starts there. It's asking ourselves how effective are we as business owners as opposed to really being the employee within your business.
That is interesting. So help us understand what you mean by business owner as opposed to an employee.
Sure. That is a great question, and I get that often. If you think about it, we often spend most of our time on the technical side of our business, you know, the tactics. We rarely invest the time at that higher altitude of business, the more strategic side of our business. So you got to remember, we're all entrepreneurs, right? So we have that we can do this attitude. But here's the problem, and quite frankly, there's a limit to how far you could bring your company or your business if you are the technician of all the work that needs to get done, you have limitations. So I'd like you to think about it for a minute, and I'll use a classic example to explain this a little bit further. But when I give this example, I want you to understand that you could apply these concepts across many lines of business, okay?
Okay.
All right, so think about this. A plumber, he goes into business for himself because he's good at his craft, right? After working for someone else for a number of years, he decides he could do it better for himself. And he does, and he launches his business. Things are great. The phone's ringing. He's securing jobs. Why didn't I do this sooner is a question he's asking himself as he's getting into his first year of business. So year one's behind him. He's now putting in 12 to 15 hours a day. He's working hard. But you know what? He's earning money, and he's his own boss. So year two, year three, and then one day a friend of his asks, you know, so how's business? And he says, it's great. I'm busy all the time. I don't even have time to do anything else. But that's the price of business ownership, right? I mean, that's his reaction when his friend is asking him how his business is doing. And you have to say, no. if you think about it, this guy, he's snaking too many toilets to realize that he's really not developed a business, but he's really developed a glorified job for himself. And he's too close to that technical work of his business to be thinking and acting from that higher level owner's perspective, from that strategic 30,000 foot viewpoint. Quite frankly, he's the employee, you know, he's really not the owner.
Oh, James, that is a great story. And yes, I mean, I can even personally relate to that in my business. You've got to get into that mind shift, like we're going to talk about today. But let me ask you this. But don't we need to do the work in order to build our businesses?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, my point is not to have you or your audience believe that we don't need to put in the work to get the results that we're seeking to achieve. My point is that in order to build a business, you know, a company, an entity, we need to shift our mindset from that of to that of a strategic business owner and get away from that employee mindset. You know, here's the reality, Babette. We need to understand as a business owner is that we need to build a business asset. And in order to do that, it needs to be independent from us. It needs to be independent from our day-to-day tactical work. You see in the example that we just discussed, our plumber friend may own his business on paper, but in reality, he really owns a job, not a business.
Okay, but why does this matter? I'm sure we don't get into business with these intentions. I know I certainly didn't.
None of us do. that's correct. you know, it's kind of like, you know, if we knew then what we knew now, right? You know, if you think about why you went into business, most likely you're good at doing something, and you knew deep down that you could do it better on your own, as your own boss, as opposed to working for someone else. So you took your skill set, what you're good at, and you coupled it with that entrepreneurial drive that you have, and you took the leap. You took the leap into business ownership. But here's the problem, is that the entrepreneur thing, it's newer to us than the skill set or the tactical side. Is it not? I mean, you know, we probably developed our skills over a lifetime.
That's very true.
So quite frankly, most entrepreneurs have some struggles, and they have a tendency to get trapped. There's quite a few of these traps and struggles, and one of them we touched on already. It's the technical tendency trap. It's comfortable there, you know. So we tend to get stuck thinking and acting as an employee within our own business.
Very true. James, this is very interesting. I can't help but think that we have a lot of nodding heads out there agreeing with us that are on the line, on our phone call as well as through the internet, about what you're saying. I'm almost afraid to ask, but you mentioned that there are other traps and struggles that are common to small business owners. What else can you share with us?
You know, Babette, you know, something, I'll share this story with you because I think it'll help bring out another example. You know, something that really surprised me when I started my practice were actually the reasons behind why my clients wanted to work with me. So I'll ask you, you know, why do you think one of the leading reasons that motivates my clients to seek coaching and professional development from me, what do you think that would be?
I'm not sure. Maybe money?
You know what it is? It's actually time. And, you know, don't get me wrong, money and cash flow, they're in the mix, but one of the primary drivers behind people engaging with saying, you know what, James, let's go down this road together is time, because time's the great equalizer. You know, we have the same 24 hours in a day. So what we do with those hours is it's vitally important to our business and our personal life, right? So as entrepreneurs, it's hard for us to think in terms of not being in motion. You know, we've achieved our level of success through action, not inaction. So we believe that we have to fill those 24 hours in a very in an actionary mind mode. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, so, it does.
There you go. So, I mean, you remember when you started your practice, I'm sure you put in long days. You poured your heart and soul into it. And this is how we all start our business. We're adrenaline junkies with that can-do attitude that will, it won't quit, right? But eventually, we really need to understand that in order to keep growing, in order to build a business, and by the way, keep our sanity, we need to think at a higher, more strategic level that we've been talking about today. You know, we're just so busy being busy that we don't realize how holding tight to the theory of working harder and harder as being the solution that could actually, it's actually could be holding us back from the reality that we need to find that subtle balance of working an efficient day with working an effective day. And I know that's there's a subtlety there, but you have to discover the right things to focus on so that we eliminate confusing activity with productivity.
Okay, James, I want to stay on this topic for a little longer time. I love what you just said about confusing activity with productivity. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Sure. You know, I love it too, and it's so true that it's a great reminder of making sure that we're focused on the right things, not just doing things. And you know, we'll dig in a little bit there, but you know, I have a confession. I stole that confusing activity with productivity from a former business partner of mine, but it really stuck with me because it speaks volumes about how we truly spend our days. And going, you know, confusing, we're entrepreneurs. Again, we love to be in action, but we have to remind ourselves, are these actions deliberate? And what remember early on I said, look back on your day, your month, your week. You know, what did you really achieve?
True. So let me ask you this. So what can we do? I mean, as you mentioned earlier, we're all entrepreneurs. We need to stay in motion to make it happen.
We do. And I'm not saying lose that passion, right? But what we do need to do is elevate our mindset. You know, I keep going back to that higher perspective that we spoke about. That strategic perspective, you know, you're familiar with the 80-20 principle, right?
So absolutely.
You know, and the 80-20 principle, it's also known as the Pareto principle. It's actually named after an Italian economist back in the late 1800s who came up with this formula to describe the unequal distribution of wealth in his country, in Italy at the time. And what he observed was that 80% of the wealth was concentrated with 20% of the population. And then fast forward and years later, people started to look at this and say, you know, can we apply this in other areas? So, and it was in quality management. They proved it in areas of science. They looked at this 80-20 principle, and then we applied it to business and in sales. I mean, you know, it's become a common rule of thumb, if you think about it, in business. And it basically states that 80% of the effect, the results that we're seeking, truly come from 20% of the input or the effort that we put toward it. So, you know, I could give you a couple examples. As an example, 80% of sales are generated by 20% of the sales team. You know, you could ask any sales manager and he'll nod their head and say, yep, 20% or producing 80% of my results. You know, 20% of your staff will probably provide 80% of the production within your company. And, you know, the other is true too. 80% of your headaches come from probably 20% of your customers or your employees too. But it just rings true, and we use it as a rule of thumb in business. So if you think about the 80-20 principle, if 20% of your input, your effort, right, your focus, and your deliberate actions on the right things can lead to 80% of your results, that's huge. So
that
we need
huge.
To go back, right, and but remind yourself of it, right? So we have to go back and apply this to your to-do list. Really, truly believe and think about what 20% of the actions on your list will yield 80% of your results. In other words, what are your priorities? And it's not always easy to do this, and it's quite frankly not always obvious what those actions need to be. You'll discover these answers actually more easily if you can truly shift your mindset, and that goes back to that elevated perspective, and that's why it's so crucial and why I keep repeating that, to elevate out of that employee mindset into that owner's mindset, that tactical mindset, and shift it to a strategic mindset. Reactionary mindset and be more proactive. And then you'll move from working a job to truly building a business.
Absolutely. James, I tell you, you have given us such amazing information on this call today, and I know that we are going to have the fortunate opportunity to actually have you live and in person with us at our July luncheon. I believe that is on July the 16th here in Charlotte for the Every Woman Can Be luncheon. This has been a great, great discussion. I cannot wait for you to meet all of the ladies that are part of our organization in person in July. That's why I wanted to have you on, you know, earlier, so that people could get to know you, connect with you, and that's what I want you to give them an opportunity to do right now, because this has been a great discussion, and I know you have a wealth of information that you can help our ladies with. So how can they get in touch with you if they would like to learn more about your practice and the work that you do?
Sure. My website is simply my name, jamespagano.com. It's James, PAGANO.com. They could also call me. Feel free to call me at 704-996-3935. And if email is easier, I am j.pagano@thegrowthcoach.com. I'll be happy to answer people's questions or set up meetings, whatever's best for them. I'm happy to do that.
Fantastic.
And I'm excited, Babette, about July 16th. I really am, and I appreciate that invitation. I really do.
Absolutely. We are so excited to have you, and I cannot wait to get your video out there that we've already done live on our website. That's going to be exciting for everybody to connect this call with your video and then actually get to meet you in person in July. We're going to keep you busy, James.
All right. Well, happy to do it. Happy to do it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This was fun, and I have to tell you, very, very informative. Is there anything else that you would like to leave with our listeners before we close the show today?
Sure. If I do have a few more minutes, I would like to add just a couple of things. I want you, if you could remember as an owner, you have to remember that you create the environment of your own business. So stay focused. Don't be distracted or led astray with those non-productive activities. You know, continuously strive toward purposeful action, and I believe that you'll really yield the results that you're seeking. Stay focused on the 20% that's going to yield you 80% of your results, and I think you'll be surprised at what the outcomes can be. You know, there was another illustration that I want to give your listeners that, you know, when you started your business, think about the desire that brought you there and that passion, and you had an absolute belief that you would only succeed. And then things get hard, right? I mean, things get hard down the road. We're building our business, and it's not an easy thing to do, but it's the people who persevere and push through that are the ones that are the success stories. So I want to just give your listeners some things to think about when they're going into that second year, third year, Babette, you know, and they look back and and they say, you know what, that passion or that fire in my belly is maybe not as strong as it used to be. Remind yourself why you went into business and just start to push toward those purposeful actions of that 80-20 principle, and I think you'll see great strides made.
Wonderful information, and I completely agree with you, James. Thank you again for joining us today on the Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast. And to our listeners, again, James will be our keynote speaker at the Every Woman Can Be Luncheon on Thursday, July 16th. So if you will be in the Charlotte area on that day, or actually before then for upcoming events that we have, please consider attending, and you can visit our website at www.everywomancanbe.com. And our next luncheon is Thursday, May 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Maggiano's South Park. And our keynote speaker for May will be Robin Davis of iBenders. Robin will be educating us on which social media is right for us. And if you'd like to grab coffee with some of our ladies of Every Woman Can Be, please join us on Wednesday, May 27th for our coffee connections from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at another Broken Egg South Park on Sharon Road, or at our Fort Mill location at Bistro 160. And again, visit our website at Every Woman Can Be to register for these events and so much more. I would like to thank all of our listeners today for tuning in and taking the time out of your schedule to join us on this Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast. And in all you do today, always lead with passion and purpose, because you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Thank you for joining us today.